This means that we are going to be able to immunize over 250 million children between now and 2015. We're going to be able to save 4 million lives thanks to the donor support that's come through today.
How will these lives be saved? What will you be immunizing the children against?
We're going to be immunizing children against the most basic common diseases, but life-threatening diseases that our children in rich countries normally receive. This is diphtheria, whooping cough, tetanus, influenza, hepatitis B. But we're also going to be rolling out new vaccines against the biggest childhood killers in the world, which are pneumonia and rotavirus diarrhea.
Now, in this time of tight budgets, $4 billion sounds like a lot of money. So how did you get the donors to commit that much?
It's true. We are definitely in tight economic times. There's no doubt about it. And that's the incredible thing, that the international community really became quite galvanized around this issue of how do we improve the world and the global health of the world's children. What they recognize is that vaccines are cost-effective, high return on investment. What you're doing with the vaccine is you're protecting a child's health, so you're not having to treat that child in hospital. You're basically preventing a disease from occurring, which has all sorts of knock-on effects, not only saving the child's life from that disease, but you're also preventing the child that may have to be checked into a clinic or a hospital where medical workers have to attend to that child, antibiotics have to be applied, sometimes they're not available. So it has a lot of long-term economic effects, not just only, but of course most importantly, of saving the child's life itself.
When do you hope to begin?
Well, the Gavi Alliance has been in existence for 10 years. We were launched by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in 2000. We include an array of different partners, including UNICEF, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, 17 government donors, including the U.S. government, which has been a strong supporter. And over those 10 years, we've already immunized more than 288 million children and saved 5 million lives. And what we want to do now, and what we hope to do with the funding that we receive today, is to save another 4 million in the next 5 years. What the money does for us today is allows us to continue rolling out those basic vaccines that we've already been rolling out, but it also allows us to more quickly ramp up our efforts to be rolling out the new vaccines against pneumonia and diarrhea. We've started in some countries, and now with the new cash, we'll be able to move even faster.